Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Schoolmaker, and this week we're focusing on the Midah of Hakpada. Yesterday, we spoke about the fact that the very first tool for overcoming internalized resentment and grudges is putting down the measuring stick. Rashi so beautifully says that when a person is wronged, he can either choose to measure and analyze and obsess over the wrongdoing, or he could put down the measuring stick and walk away. Rashi says, Mida kenegan mida, when a person puts down the measuring stick, ein midat hadin midakdeket achrehen, umnichatan veholechet, that Hashem puts down his measuring stick on Rosh Hashanah and doesn't open up your file in Shemayim and walks away because you walked away from other people's wrongdoings. And we learned something very important here about the psychology of offenses. You know, Rashi doesn't say don't pick up and measure. Rather, meniach midotav veholechlo. Rashi is telling you put down your measuring stick, which means your primary response is that you noticed that this person did not treat you appropriately. Meaning, it's in my nature, it's not my free choice. I noticed that behavior was out of line. And now, where does my Bechira start? Rabbi Dr. Tversky taught me this amazing idea that your primary response to any situation is not where your free choice is. You don't choose to be jealous or sad or anxious. It comes to you. But now that you already feel that way, what are you going to do about it? And Rashi is exactly telling us that. You noticed that the person did not call you on your birthday. You noticed that the person made an offensive comment, even though you always talk to them nicely. You noticed already. That was your primary response, that you noticed you can't control that. But Rashi is recommending that your secondary response, umeniach midotav veholechlo, you put down that measuring stick and you walk away. Because I could choose to hold on to my measuring stick. I sometimes give a mashal that, you know, imagine if you're trying to go around your daily activities holding a ruler, a big long ruler. You're trying to drive your car, you're trying to shop, you're trying to do everything holding a ruler. And the nimshal is that psychologically we hold on to our resentment and our discontent with people, and we try to go function over the day, and we're actually just making our life more complicated. Meniach midotav veholechlo tells you that some people are not good at remembering birthdays, and some people don't invite as much as they're invited, and some people sometimes make tactless comments. It's not a race to see who's better. And John Gottman, who did a lot of research on marriages, found that scoreboards are usually tipped in favor of scorekeepers. Once you're already measuring, you're not going to be like, oh, they did more than me. And therefore, in general, measuring is usually not good for a relationship. So maybe I'm better at birthdays and this person's better at phone calls or whatever it would be. But minech mitotav v'holechlo is going to be our first skill for overcoming hakpada. Now, I mentioned that there are five skills. This skill of dropping the measuring stick is going to be occasionally the only skill we're going to need to do. But sometimes it's complicated. If, for example, the offense that was committed was very, very, very hurtful, somebody hurt or wronged one, or somebody bullied your child, or somebody cheated your husband in business, there are some things where you're not just going to have such an easy time saying, oh, let's just put down the measuring stick and walk away. It's going to need more effort than that. It's also when there are small offenses, but the person may do the same offense again and again and again and again and again, where I'm not going to use this skill, because it's good for one-time offenses. It's good for strangers who sometimes make comments that aren't so nice. It's good even if a loved one does something very out of character, which probably won't repeat itself. I'm just going to decide to put down that measuring stick and walk away. And you know what? You know, you made a really nice dinner and somebody came home. They said something a little bit obnoxious. It's not usually the way they are. And you can either hold on to that and be really upset, or you can say, you know what? I'm just going to pretend like that didn't happen. And let's just have a nice evening. And then you're kind of happy that you did that. That is tool number one, and that is putting down the measuring stick. Thank you for learning together.